What should you know about miscarriages? On The Glass Ceiling, we discuss ways to destroy the invisible obstacles that prevent women from achieving social, economic, cultural, and political equality in our society. And we started a conversation about family planning, which brought us today's topic. It brought us to today's topic, miscarriages. According to the John Hopkins Manual of Gynecology and Obstetrics, the miscarriage rate among women who know that they're pregnant is 10 to 20%, and it's higher across all pregnancies, 30 to 50%. Key fact that I said there, who know that they're pregnant, 10 to 20% across all pregnancies, 30 to 50%. That is the miscarriage rate among women. So today we're talking about the nature of miscarriages, what causes them, how we can support the women in our lives who have been through them. And my guest is a medical doctor. She is, someone who has been on this show one time before, brought here by Dr. Avon. If you remember, we talked about fertility at the time when she was on the show with us. And today she's back. She is the practice manager at One Wellness Center, Dr. Chibuki Aigbe. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good. Welcome back. Lagos, of course, you have questions about miscarriages. What questions do you have? Go ahead and give us a call and ask them. Have you or a loved one experienced a miscarriage? What do you think you would have needed at the time that you, suffered a miscarriage? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Dr. Chibuki, what's a miscarriage? Let's even start there.
Okay, so a miscarriage is when you have loss of pregnancy before the age of viability.
Hmm.
In Nigeria here, our age of viability is 28 weeks.
Okay.
One would ask, what is age of viability?
Mm-hmm.
The age of viability is when a fetus has 50% of survival.
Hmm.
A 50% rate at survival. So mm-hmm. this means that age of viability ranges from area to area based on the quality of healthcare.
Mm.
So somewhere in the UK,
mm-hmm.
Age of viability is 22 to 24 weeks.
Okay.
Here in Nigeria is 28 weeks because we have the capacity to ensure that a child or a fetus, I beg your pardon, has a 50% at survival.
Mm-hmm.
So when you lose a pregnancy before the age of viability mm-hmm. in Nigeria here, which is 28 weeks, mm-hmm. it's considered a miscarriage.
I see. Okay. Yeah. What are the main causes? Do we know?
Yes. For a large portion of it, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So for many things clinically, right, I must push it out there mm-hmm. that a lot of it can be explained.
Mm.
So it's idiopathic, there's no cause.
Mm.
But for a larger part of it, mm-hmm. it can also be explained.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the reasons, or very recently, what has taken the blame or the seen as the highest cause is early or advanced maternal age.
Okay.
Now, you had mentioned something about people losing their pregnancies that they were aware that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Because we should also remember that a lot of times people lose pregnancies, there are miscarriages that happen. In fact, it's actually called an abortion.
Mm.
But we don't like to say abortion because we think abortion as a term where you go into the hospital and then you quote-unquote mm-hmm. kill a child.
Mm-hmm.
But it is actually called a spontaneous abortion.
Right.
Now, a lot of times we see people have spontaneous abortions even before they realize that they are pregnant mm-hmm. and then you think it's a delayed period. So you mm-hmm. miss your pregnancy. Yeah, so if your cycle, for example, is 25 days, mm-hmm. 25 days, 28 days, 30 days, mm-hmm. and you haven't seen your period,
mm-hmm.
you're hoping, okay, my period is late. Okay, you start to calculate, did I have unprotected coitus? Did I do any of all of that?
Mm-hmm.
And then the pregnancy comes in the 45th day.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's a delayed pregnancy. Most times, it's usually a spontaneous abortion or a miscarriage, as we'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the causes that you had asked about is advanced maternal age.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that for so many reasons, socioeconomic reasons, people can afford to have kids when they want to have kids or when the body is best to have kids at.
Mm-hmm.
Some people also want to pursue career goals. Some people also want to find purpose I mean, these are reasons I've heard, mm-hmm. right, and why people, you know, delay Wait. Conception, mm-hmm. yes. But what also, what that also causes is that you increase your chance of having a miscarriage, mm. so much so that before the age of 20, mm-hmm. you have just 15% chance of having a miscarriage. Mm. But between the ages of 35 to 45, mm-hmm. your risk goes up to about 20 to 35%. Mm-hmm. And then after the age of 40, your risk goes up to as much as 50%. So mm. it's a one-on-one chance. Mm. If after the age of 40, you know, you have, you're pregnant, you can mm-hmm. either miscarry or have carry the baby to term. Mm-hmm. So age is a very major factor.
Okay.
Another factor is previous miscarriage.
Mm.
So if you've had a history of a previous miscarriage, the chances are that you could have a miscarriage again.
Okay.
So hopefully you were aware that you were pregnant the first time even.
Right.
So it also
and you
means,
didn't think it was just a period.
Aha. Mm. So that means that that's why it's important that if you're having irregular cycles, mm-hmm. you should visit your doctor.
Okay.
And not just assume, oh, okay, I'm having irregular cycles, because they could also be abortions.
Ah.
You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Those could also be, it could be hormone, it could be other things. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying those are one of the reasons you could have quote unquote delayed periods.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, so I hold out, let me give you one. So my mom had 6 miscarriages.
Okay.
She had 1 before me, 5 after me. And my dad is a medical doctor and really could figure it out,
yeah.
you know, and so that goes to say that no, it's not village people. I'm not strengthening the thoughts in some people's head that uh-huh. this could be some spiritual or magical thing. Or fictional being that's right. causing these things, but these things do happen,
right?
So if you've had a previous miscarriage before, chances are that you would still miscarry. I mean, even while my mom was pregnant for me, I threatened
to yes. run away.
To run away back. But you know,
to run back to where you came from.
But you know, I skilled through.
Yeah.
So that's why I mentioned that. So if you've had a miscarriage the first time,
mm-hmm.
chances are you have a
your
second
chances
time.
Increase exactly. of having a second,
exactly.
and a third, and a fourth.
Yes. So right. so with a lot of other medical conditions, right? That we'll talk about later.
Right.
If you have chronic conditions like hypertension, diabetes, uncontrolled hypertension, and so diabetes and hypertension are not dangerous,
right?
Uncontrolled hypertension and uncontrolled diabetes,
right
are what are dangerous,
right,
to your state of health,
right,
to your, you know, chance of living,
right,
if at all,
right.
If you have physical problems in your reproductive organ, so I would say things like incompetent cervix. Now, incompetent cervix is the cervix is if you roll, how do I describe this? If you roll your index finger into your thumb,
mm-hmm.
you would form like
Lagos. You can watch her do it. She's live on Facebook
oh,
and
I am?
YouTube. Yes,
okay.
yes. We're streaming this conversation live on Facebook and YouTube. Facebook is Nigerian Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigerian Info FM. So you can see her doing the thing that she's doing and
yeah.
with the thing.
So this is what the cervix kind of looks like, right?
Ah,
it's like a donut.
Like a donut. Yeah.
Yes, but it's tight donuts. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
like fish roll.
No, like donuts.
Okay.
Because the face of the cervix is tough,
mm.
is round and is shiny,
mm.
like a glazed donut,
mm.
but the hole is small,
mm.
is tight, is closed.
It's closed. There's
exactly.
no hole.
Exactly. There's no hole.
Okay.
So imagine that donut has been squeezed,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
it's just like this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what the cervix looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Now, incompetent cervix is when there's now some hole,
mm.
right?
There's no space.
So there's no
so
space.
The tightness is so that the baby will stay inside.
Bam.
That's or it. The fetus will stay yeah. inside.
So I remember that with a growing fetus, there's increasing weight,
mm.
even the uterus. So as first and foremost, before fertilization even happens,
mm-hmm.
your uterus already tries to thicken,
mm-hmm.
tries to get, there's richer vascularization,
mm-hmm.
you know, there's a lot of blood, you know, forming, trying mm-hmm. to receive the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So your uterus is trying to gather nutrients and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's bulking up. And that's mm-hmm. why a lot of people get bloated around mm-hmm. ovulation and mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Get fuller. You know, all of us with that have mm-hmm. tummies that
mm-hmm.
you know, you see that your tummy is bigger
mm-hmm.
when you're ovulating
right.
or just before your period. And
right.
that's why, because your uterus has swollen up and is ready to get a baby.
Right.
Now, all these things gain weight or add weight.
Mm-hmm.
They're heavier than normal.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that if you have an incompetent cervix,
mm-hmm.
it's not tight,
mm-hmm.
the pressure of the uterus, mm-hmm. the pressure of an amniotic sac,
like when you want to pee,
the pressure of a baby
mm-hmm.
in there still makes it grow bigger,
mm-hmm.
increases that space. Mm. And the cervix is unable to hold the baby in.
Inside.
So it's a physical cause, right? And the baby
it's essentially
drops.
Gravity.
Bam. Why do I keep on saying bam?
Because I'm making sense. We're flowing. It's because we're flowing like this.
So that happens, right? Mm-hmm. So other physical causes are uterine fibroids. Okay. Now, the tricky thing. There's a saying that we say that they taught us in medical school, and I'm sure that the other doctors, I hope, were taught that. So the uterus is supposed to, was created to house a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when that baby is not there, the uterus finds things to fill it up.
Mm.
So we also see that people who do not achieve conception in their earlier years mm-hmm. tend to have fibroids as they go older.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's almost like double jeopardy, because the fibroid may even prevent one implantation.
Right.
If the location of that fibroid mm-hmm. is in, like, inside where the egg is supposed to implant.
Right.
I don't know if I'm hoping a lot of people can understand what I'm saying. Right. So we know that when the sperm moves up onto the egg, mm-hmm. somewhere in the fallopian tube, mm-hmm. it travels down
mm-hmm.
and it implants inside, inside mm-hmm. the womb, inside that richly vascularized uterus I talked about. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, when that happens, if there's a fibroid mm. where the baby's supposed to implants,
right,
it wouldn't stay.
So if there's already a tenant where the baby is supposed
exactly.
to be inside,
he
can't stay, he has
and
to look another
if
house.
Even if he even stays mm-hmm. because remember that I said that the uterus is richly vascularized, is pockish, mm. like it's rich.
I like that, pockish.
It also, as the baby grows, the uterus the fibroid grows,
right?
So
because they're both feeding on the same thing,
exactly. So it can physically cause it can evict it.
Mm. Same guy, and I'm calling your face.
Exactly.
Come on,
the drag space.
Why the drag space?
Exactly.
Come on, get out of this place.
That kind of thing. So that can cause a miscarriage as well. So you right. want to first determine the location of your fibroid.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to also, if you have fibroids, so first you want to find out if you have.
Right.
If you do have, where is the location?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you do have, how big is it?
Mm-hmm.
Does it, hamper your chance of carrying a big pregnancy to term?
Mm-hmm.
If it's even small.
As a black woman, the chances that you have fibroid is
50%. It's very high. So that's another big topic on its own.
See,
do you understand?
All
so
of
being
us.
Black, exactly. Being black, not having kids.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you've had it in your family, there's a genetic predisposition.
Mm-hmm.
That is another topic on its own.
Yeah.
So what is also important, what we also preach, like in our clinic, One Wellness Center, what we preach is don't wait for a problem.
Mm.
Know where you are.
Yes.
In your health as a woman,
mm-hmm.
know where you are, mm-hmm. know what your quote unquote issues are, if
mm-hmm.
you have any.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that you have PCOS? Is it that you have fibroid? Is it that you have hormonal issues? What is it? Whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
know where you are.
Know
so
it
that,
first.
Uh-huh.
Then you now start. So that when things start, we're like, okay, it's because of this one.
Yeah, and then you now know what to do mm-hmm. that can increase your chance for whatever procedure you want to do
right.
or for whatever decision you want to make
right.
because you need to know some like I've talked about delaying your pregnancy for career goals, or you want to travel the world, or you want to meet the love of your life, because a lot of us, especially here in Nigeria, believe that you should marry first before you have a child
right.
But if you know where you are, if you see that you check where you are in your journey and you see, oh, I might not be able to wait till I find the one,
mm-hmm.
then you know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have options.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get pregnant now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to freeze your eggs?
Mm-hmm.
The options are limitless. So just know where
but
you are.
The first step is know where you are.
Exactly. Then you now know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
can I go
yes,
on?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So other causes are smoking, use of heavy smoking,
mm-hmm.
Use of illicit drugs, heavy alcohol usage,
mm-hmm.
that also predisposes you to having a miscarriage.
Okay.
And another thing that can cause a miscarriage is invasive prenatal testing.
What do you mean?
So we do things like testing. So when a woman achieves conception,
mm-hmm.
she might need to carry out some tests,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
that determine so many things, chromosomal anomalies, the genotype,
mm-hmm.
even the gender,
mm-hmm.
right? Some tests are carried and they are invasive,
right.
where they will have to do a tap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're going to put a needle through and tap
mm-hmm.
to get amniotic fluid and test.
Yeah.
In our clinic, we don't do invasive
prenatal test.
We do non-invasive, so we use the blood work.
Okay.
And then if we have a chance to even test the embryo, so mm-hmm. if we're doing assisted fertilization, because mm-hmm. sometimes that's the only option that you have,
yeah.
right? We do that. I'll give you an example. Sorry, I just had to bring that in. Mm-hmm. Somebody reached out to us today, and he is AS, and his wife is SS,
mm-hmm.
and he reached out and he said he wanted to have a child
that
and,
doesn't have
yes and that in fact cell. So because he knows since his wife is SS and he's AS
mm.
he would want to use donor eggs and he was making inquiries. I'm like right. okay, give him all the answers, you know, but I'm like, okay, before we get there
mm-hmm.
I hope you know you can have an SS free child,
yeah,
because you could have, for example, an invasive
mm-hmm.
test,
mm-hmm.
but remember that can increase your chance of
miscarriage, right?
But you can have a non-invasive test, however, that the wife will already be pregnant,
right?
Okay,
right.
But you can also do a pre-implantation
genetic
screening,
yeah.
So if you've been able to retrieve say 10 eggs mm-hmm. 10 healthy eggs
mm-hmm.
and you're able to get the sperm and you fertilize each of those 10 eggs,
you can check
and yes mm-hmm. so there's something also we do in our clinic is intercytoplasmic. So we open the egg and mm-hmm. we juke the sperm inside
mm-hmm.
to make sure it's fertilized. We don't just leave it to fertilize on its own
mm-hmm.
so that also increases your chance of pregnancy
mm-hmm.
So when that is done
mm-hmm.
you now test that embryo
mm-hmm.
okay
mm-hmm.
to see What's the genotype?
Which one is SS? Which one is AA? Which one
exactly.
is AS?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and with an AS-SS union, you mm-hmm. have a 50% chance of having an AS child
mm-hmm.
and a 50% chance of having an SS child.
That's right.
So it's not a moribund case,
mm-hmm.
I would say. So mm-hmm. that also happens. So I just chipped that in.
No, it's important, okay. You know, it's important. There's all kinds of people who listen to this show,
okay.
You know,
okay.
And so it's important to say that, oh yeah, you can have one problem, but in trying to fix that particular problem, you could be causing another
yes,
problem.
Exactly.
Because once, and I like how you frame it, once a woman has achieved conception and you want to see what's happening inside the oven
mm.
and that thing requires you to put an instrument in, you increase the chances
yes.
of, you know, the thing saying, okay, thank you, peace, see y'all.
Yeah, exactly.
And just evacuating.
Mm.
Okay, what other causes? So we've talked about the age. We've talked about previous miscarriages. We've talked about invasive prenatal testing. If there's a history of miscarriages within the family, kind of like fibroids. So let's say, for instance, I have an older sister and my older sister has had miscarriages or my mother had miscarriages. Am I predisposed to having miscarriages?
Yes, there are genetic factors. So one thing you want to do is first check the reason why your mother was having miscarriages.
Okay.
It could be that she had incompetent cervix and that could also happen to you.
Okay.
But if she was hypertensive, she had uncontrolled hypertension and you are not hypertensive,
mm-hmm.
then, I mean, that reason why she was having that
doesn't apply to you.
Yes.
Mm.
You know, but let me rephrase. It's familial.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not genetic. Yes. So just know where you are. Know your family history. And how can I do that? For my feminists. Male older fathers,
mm-hmm.
right? Advanced age in males too can affect your chance of having a miscarriage.
I see.
And that's because with advanced age, we see that you have higher chance of having chromosomal anomalies.
Okay.
Now,
what are chromosomal anomalies?
Okay. They are errors.
Okay.
In child formation, in
okay.
simple English.
Okay.
Errors.
Okay.
It could be deletions okay. in your chromosomes. It could be multiplications. It could be duplications. Mm. Quote unquote. Before the body gave people be after me.
Mm.
Mistakes.
Mm.
So if your child like is not forming well.
So like the neural nodes that you're seeing, some of them, you see that. The paper at the edge
yes,
did not cut
it was
well.
Folded well. It was not folded. You know,
or you buy
things.
Something from factory. Some will have complete tire. Some will tire
God
will be missing.
You.
So that's essentially
so that's
what
it.
This is.
So
what for babies.
It. Yes, for babies. And, what,
and the older
and
a man
some,
is.
Yes, and mm. some of those abnormalities are not compatible with life.
Mm.
So your body just takes care of it.
Mm. Your body's like, I beg.
Don't give me wala.
Mm.
You know, so some of these are really not compatible with life.
Okay.
And sometimes you're able to carry the baby to term and by the time the baby comes on,
mm-hmm.
it's born,
mm.
the baby is just alive for 24 hours. Mm. So a miscarriage, I know that some people like to say, you don't say it's a good thing, don't talk about it. But really, clinically speaking, sometimes a miscarriage can be a good thing.
You know, the thing, the aim of this conversation is to demystify. Because you find that a lot of things that has to do with women's health isn't giving the platform that it deserves. So one of my goals with the Glass Ceiling is to shine a light on a lot of aspects of women's health, demystify a lot of things that have to do with women's health. So for instance, this year alone, we've talked about periods. We've gone into like proper detail about periods.
Yeah.
We've talked about family planning. We've talked about, well, we're talking about miscarriages now. Yeah. We're also going to do episodes where we talk about pregnancy, you know, what to expect when you're expecting, because I think that these conversations shouldn't be taboo. Mm-mm. It shouldn't be what you're only talking to your girlfriends about.
Hiding, secret. You know, it's now a one-eyed man in the midst of the blind.
I would love to tell you nonsense.
Exactly.
We'll take a break. Lagos, when we come back from this break, let's keep talking about miscarriages. What should you know about them? What do you want to know about them? You can actually call and ask questions. I've got Dr. Chibuki on the show. She is the practice manager at One Wellness Center. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Glass Ceiling. I've got on the show with me today, practice manager at One Wellness Center, Dr. Chibuki Aigbe. And today we're talking about what you should know about miscarriages. If you have questions, call in. Let's talk to you. 0700-993-993-993. Before the break, we talked about what some of the causes of miscarriages can be. She told us the age of the woman can be a factor. She told us the age of the man can be a factor, because the older the man, the less quality his sperm. Yes? Am I right?
Yes, correct.
And then she told us as well that other health conditions that the woman has can also be a factor. So if she has diabetes that she's not checking, if she has hypertension that she's not checking, these things can also cause a miscarriage. I've read somewhere that STIs can cause a miscarriage.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's correct.
I see.
Now, what happens in an STI is... What happens in an STI is your antibodies are very strong, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an infectious state. Mm. So that can cause an imbalance and then you can miscarry. Yes, that's correct.
Mm, I see. Yeah. Okay. So you have like serious conditions that can cause this as well. Mm. And then you have people who say that everyday stress can cause miscarriage. Are they right about that? Or don't stress yourself? You have women going to all kinds of lengths trying to like, you know, not go to a funeral, not be in traffic too long, etc., etc. Is that a myth, or is that
To be honest, the Oyibo books will say stress can cause a miscarriage, but I'd like us to know that medicine can be, or medicine is localized. So there are culture-based beliefs, culture-based diseases, cultural-based illnesses. Mm-hmm. Now, for us here in Nigeria, stress can actually lead to a miscarriage.
Okay.
Very particularly if you have... Remember I talked about one of the mechanical causes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have an incompetent cervix, or you have a fibroid, right? Mm-hmm. If you're stressed, you're going to add more pressure in your abdominal cavity.
Mm.
And that would, you know, more pressure, more weight.
Mm.
And that could actually lead to a miscarriage.
Mm.
Also, if you have heightened emotional reactions to events, sad events, you know, you could actually have a miscarriage. So as much as possible, you want to... Not that you should not carry on with your regular activities, right? Except otherwise advised by a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
But you want to, as much as possible, reduce your exposure to stressors, physical and emotional stressors.
Mm.
Yes.
How do I know I'm having a miscarriage?
The most common of symptoms is cramping, abdominal pain. So it could be your low abdominal pain, it could be your back, and that is because, you know, like you're having your periods, So you would have spasmic. So it's usually a dull pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's dull, you know, but can be low or high intensity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually because your uterus is trying to expel the fetal matter.
Mm-hmm.
And so you could have cramping, you could have fever,
mm-hmm.
you could have spotting, bleeding. Mm-hmm. Bleeding is also very important.
Mm-hmm.
You could see bleeding. So bleeding in pregnancy is very important.
Mm.
And the color of the blood.
Okay.
It could be bright red, it could be... beg your pardon. Mm-hmm. It could be bright red, it could be dark red, and these mean different things.
What does bright red mean? What does dark red mean?
Dark red means that the blood is coming from inside.
Mm.
That's just the best way I can describe it, right?
Okay. Is that good or bad?
Bleeding in pregnancy is bad.
Okay.
Whether it's bright red, whether it's dark red, you should see your gynecologist immediately, your obstetrician. It should be checked.
Okay.
Okay. In any age of pregnancy.
Okay.
Yes. First trimester, second trimester, and third trimester.
Once that's bleeding.
That's a whole topic on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's bleeding, it must be checked mm-hmm. to know the reason.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is if you're passing out clots mm-hmm. or fetal or tissue.
Mm.
So most times if you're passing out tissue, maybe you go to pee, you wipe up and you see tissue.
Mm-hmm.
You just see like flesh.
Mm.
You could be having a miscarriage. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So those are the three common signs.
Okay. Can it be prevented? Can a miscarriage be prevented?
Yes, a miscarriage can be prevented. let me first talk about... so if you have... you can prevent it if we look at the causes mm-hmm. or the risk factors. They're not particularly causes.
Okay.
They're risk factors. You have because you have people who have incompetent cervix. I say this a lot because a lot of people always forget this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And it's so common...
incompetent cervix,
yes, especially when
common.
You've had a previous pregnancy. But I've seen it in people who pregnant, people who had
have
pregnant for the first
pregnant.
Time. Yes,
mm-hmm.
could be, and they've never known that their cervix was patent.
Mm. Or patent
open.
Okay,
supposed to be short. Okay. It's supposed to be 0 cm open.
Okay,
and remember that when your pregnancy is term, that's what happens. So your it starts to open, it starts to thin out.
Mm-hmm.
Your cervix starts to thin out,
mm-hmm.
and it starts to open. That's the beginning of labor.
Mm.
So if this happens before the age of viability,
it
will cause a miscarriage.
And again, if you didn't listen, Lagos age of viability for Nigeria is 28 weeks.
Yes.
Okay, what makes it open? What are the things that could cause an incompetent cervix?
Now, not so previous instrumentation. So if you've had, I don't want to scare Lagos, but really, if you've had what we call a D&C,
mm-hmm.
okay, an instrumentation or of any sort,
mm-hmm.
right, that you needed to, even inserting an IUCD, because
mm-hmm.
it's an instrumentation
mm-hmm.
that you have to poke through,
mm-hmm.
go through the small stuff. So if you're going to have any instrumentation,
mm-hmm.
normally I've said it,
mm-hmm.
it's like this,
mm-hmm.
but you put a sound, there's something used to dilate it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they use medication, sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's physical,
mm-hmm.
just a little, just to
mm-hmm.
create a small opening
mm-hmm.
for it to pass in through your
mm-hmm.
instrument.
Mm-hmm.
So any that could happen,
okay.
if you had previous instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
If you sometimes it's idiopathic, there's really no cause,
mm.
right?
It's just
if you've
full
had,
calm. For some people calm. It's full of calm. Okay.
Some other people you've had kids before,
okay,
right? So the more, so multigravity and if you've had pregnancies lots of times,
mm-hmm.
so it's not, your cervix is not as tight as it should be. Just like so many other orifices that have a sphincter,
mm-hmm.
so your cervix is almost like a sphincter.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a little lax. So
mm-hmm.
age,
mm-hmm.
if you have, so if you're getting pregnant for the first time, or even if you're not even getting pregnant for the first time,
mm-hmm.
if you're having your first pregnancy at very old age, just
mm-hmm.
a little pressure can make it gape,
open, right?
Give way,
right?
You get what I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Lagos is calling me. Let me go to the phone lines before
okay.
the riot. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 0145-7190. Hello. Thank you very much for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
Thank
hello,
you.
Sandra.
Good to have you on
good
the
evening.
Show. Good evening.
I bet, Sandra, I want to ask you something. I bet maybe you see this tweet, so I hear I'm for Wasobia.
99.3, hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Yeah, this name was Warren.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah. What is the name of your guest?
Dr. Chibuki Aigbe.
Okay. Good evening, doctor.
Hi, good evening, madam.
All right. So what I just want to share my own experience.
Okay.
And I will ask questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Please go ahead.
I married 2012.
Okay.
So I conceived that 2012. Understand? So in the first trimester, I enter bike. Are you hearing me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. When I enter Okada, so even my husband was warning me, don't enter bike.
Mm.
But because I was in a hurry, I enter bike. And the road the Okada man follow was all this on the Latin Island.
Mm.
So when I came back around 8 o'clock in the evening, I was pressed. I just want to go and sit in the toilet.
Mm.
But before you know it, I started bleeding. I called my husband. So my husband rushed and come outside and started crying. I said, "Why are you crying?" And I don't even feel anything.
Mm.
So, but the bleeding is too much. I don't feel any pain. But in less than 10 minutes, okay, let's say 5 minutes, I started feeling pain in my tummy. I was very down. I was down. I cannot even stand up. My husband was running head and skater. So he now find a motor. Start going to hospital.
Okay.
So before on the way, I noticed it. The thing now come out.
Okay.
It's like a tadpole.
Okay. Oh.
And that is when I started receiving fresh air, because it was as if I'm dying that time.
Okay.
The thing was, the pain was so much.
So much. Overwhelming.
Miscarriage is not moi.
Mm.
I was like, "Girl, today this is how I'm going to give up."
Mm.
So the pain was too much before the baby now dropped.
Okay.
Like a small tadpole was just moving.
Okay.
Because I saw it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So my mommy called me. I called my mother. So I tell them everything, how I have. She says she has miscarriage when she was the first. As in the first pregnancy.
Okay.
That I should stop, if I'm pregnant,
mm.
in the first trimester, I should stop meeting my husband.
Mm.
Are you listening to me?
Okay.
Yes. So that I should not sleep with my husband until 4 months.
Okay.
So, and secondly, he said that I should not do this and see that if I did that thing, that maybe they wash out all the remaining ovary. I'll not be able to conceive.
Okay.
That's what she told me.
Okay.
I don't do DLC. Mm. So there's a place, my look at her place. So they now give me all these herbs. And now to be herbs, and I'm okay. So the same year, I took in again. You understand?
Okay.
So around 4 months, I'd not even sleep with my husband. Immediately I noticed that I'm pregnant.
Mm.
My husband really suffered. Because of that, my mom said, if I meet my husband, that thing will go out again.
Okay.
So 4 months, 5 months, my husband was just like that.
Okay.
Because of, I don't know whether it's true. Mm. If I meet my husband, that the pregnancy
will go away. Okay.
Maybe the pressure or any, and DLC.
Okay.
My question is DLC.
And sex.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Chinee. Doc?
Thank you. Thank you, madam. So I want to appreciate a few points that you made, which is pressure, going on rough roads, you know, stress. That's the stress we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, particularly, I smiled when she said that. I'm sorry I did, but I also remembered my mom. It happened to my mom.
Okay.
On two occasions, she climbed she climbed stairs in 1004, okay. and that was in the 80s.
Ooh.
And then she also went on an undulating road, right?
Okay.
She was in a vehicle and then she had a miscarriage. So, yeah, because there's physical pressure in your abdominal pelvic cavity.
Mm.
That's one.
Mm.
Then, yes, so when you have had a miscarriage, it's advice that you don't just want to start play with that place.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
So yes, you could be advised by medical. So I agree with the advice that your mom gave you.
Okay.
To stay away from sexual activities, penetrative sexual activities.
When you have had a miscarriage.
Yes, once you've had a miscarriage before.
Okay.
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 Because you just want to, just like I said, preserve that place.
Mm.
So you could have other forms of sexual activities.
Of
like
course.
If you're open to that.
Right.
But not vaginal penetrative.
Sexual activities.
That's
right,
one.
Right.
However, to the point of a DNC, that's incorrect and even dangerous.
Right.
So you're lucky that you got pregnant again.
Okay.
Now, with the thing about miscarriages, you can have what they call an incomplete miscarriage.
Okay.
And your body does not expel all that he needs to expel.
Okay.
You can have retained products of conception.
Okay.
And the only thing that can take it out is if you have a medical abortion or if you have a mechanical, physical abortion where you have to be instrumented.
Okay.
So it either be chemical with medications or physical with instruments.
With an instrument.
You need to take out. But first, you need to do an ultrasound. A simple ultrasound will let you know whether you have retained product of conception.
Okay.
If you still have fetus, because you could have just even just lost some slod of uterine endometrium, that's the lining of the uterus.
Mm-hmm.
You could also have, maybe, for example, if you had two embryos or fetuses in you, you might have lost one.
Okay.
So it's important that after
that evacuate.
Yes. Mm. So first do a scan
to
evaluate what is there.
Okay.
And then if you need to evacuate, then you do so.
I see. Okay. Mm. All right. We have a couple more questions. Fred says, as a guy, I learned a lot about miscarriage when it happened to my sibling who wasn't married. But what I was disappointed in was our doctor, who was really close, felt she was well aware that she was pregnant, tried to terminate it, and it went bad. Cause of the pain and heavy bleeding she started having after taking painkiller, thinking the miscarriage was period cramps. Sandra, I was really disappointed, as he felt pregnancy before marriage was a super shame, and she was like most females that would want to terminate it by herself. I really like this topic, and I must say it's really broad. Aside the biological process that happens, there's some serious level of stereotype, stigma, and fear that girls go through when the lab report tells them they had a miscarriage. Sadly, most health practitioners feel the girls try to carry out an abortion all the time. That's what led to that miscarriage. Sandra, this view is very wrong. Ladies must be educated about these things, knowing your period cycle, pain types, when to see a doctor, etc., etc. Fred, with that message there.
Thank you, Fred.
The doctor is nodding.
Yes, I like Fred's message.
Okay.
So, I wear very, very, I have various hats and togas and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But as a doctor, right? I'm sorry, I'm going to disappoint a lot of people, but I'm always happy to let people know that safe abortion is an option.
Okay.
That's where I stand as a medical
professional.
Yes. Safe abortion is and should be legal.
Mm-hmm.
So the illegalities of terminating pregnancies lead to many sharp and unsafe practices.
Right.
Right. Because it's done in secrecy, it's done in shush, you know, just trying to. But if it's something that is open, like I remember 20, 30 years ago, we had higher mortality rates, maternal mortality rates, especially during delivery.
Right.
And just right after postpartum, the puerperium, just after they've had their babies.
Right.
But now those figures are still high because they should be zero, but they have drastically dropped because healthcare is now more accessible.
Okay.
Just imagine what will happen to the cases of sharp practices and poorly done
abortions if it was legal in Nigeria.
Yes.
And you know, it's very interesting. In the 80s, there were a lot of conversations happening on NTA talking about legalizing abortion in Nigeria at the time. This was under IBB's regime. Yes. You know, lots of conversations, lots of sensitizations, because at the time people were very worried about unsafe abortions. And so Nigeria was really at the forefront of safeguarding women's health.
So to add to, if you notice, like you said, it was in the 80s, and that those discussions have drastically reduced, and that's because we now have lots of contraceptive options. The options that we have now were not as accessible to us then. So the emergency morning after pill, IUDs and the implants and injections and the daily oral contraceptives, those were not common.
Right.
So now that we do not have the legal ability to perform those things, you now have people abusing contraceptions.
Right.
So taking
contraceptives.
Contraceptions.
Mm-hmm.
Taking those emergency pills every day.
So which also wrecks their cycle.
Exactly. So the problem has not really been
solved. Yeah.
If you have sexually active, if the majority of your population are sexually active, which we are in Nigeria because our demographic is quite young, then you would have these issues being thrown up.
But again, back to the point that you know, she was making earlier on about DNCs and you were refuting, DNCs are important after a miscarriage.
Yes, yes.
You have to do it.
No, you have to have an evaluation first. You should have a scan first.
Okay.
Because you could have chances where everything has been expelled.
Okay.
So you do not need to have
for
a DNC.
Okay.
Yes.
But sometimes everything isn't expelled. What happens if everything isn't expelled?
Then you need to do a DNC and clear it all out.
If you don't do a DNC.
Okay. So you could have what you call chorioamnionitis.
Okay.
You can predispose yourself to infection.
Okay.
You can cause synecdoche. So if you can cause, you can prevent yourself from getting pregnant again, Seth.
By not evacuating everything.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. We've got so many messages. My God. This one here says, I experienced light bleeding a week after my period stopped and a little blood spot the next day. I thought it was implantation bleeding, but I started seeing clear watery discharge. What could have happened? This is my first time ever that I'm experiencing such.
So unfortunately, I can't say what happened, but that is why I'm glad that you could even say that this was the first time it happens, meaning that you know yourself.
You pay attention.
Yes, you pay attention to those details.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, technology has helped us. Mm. If you're, like our pastors would say, if you're listening under the sound of my voice, go and download an app. There's so many out
Anyone,
there
yeah.
that can help you.
Yeah.
Or you can manually use your calendar and mark and know your cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Know when you have... when you're spotting, know when you're having period cramps, know when you're having periods, know when your discharge is different, know where the color and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to your question, I can't actually tell what happened. So what I advise that you do is first, watch it. If it happens again, then you go to your doctor, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a scan done,
mm-hmm.
and then you have blood work done and a high vaginal swab.
Okay. Yeah. I wish we had more time to stay on this, to be honest, because we didn't even get into, talking about how the spouse of someone who's just had a miscarriage can support them. We haven't even talked about the mental toll.
Even the prevention. We haven't even talked about prevention,
the mental toll that it can take. It's a really vast subject, and it branches off into all these other multiple parts. So if you have time, let me beg you on air right now. Lagos, help me and beg her. If you have time, next Wednesday, you come back. Same time. You don't even need to come into the studio live. You can join us over Zoom, so that we can keep talking about this next Wednesday, same time. Is that a yes? Are you committing?
It's a yes.
She said yes. She's going to marry me. Okay. We'll take a break. Lagos. When we come back from this break, let's switch gears. Let's bring you business. Our business segment is called Balogun and Broad.